Senior Story, The Beautiful Scar. Chapter 5, The Wilson Ranch. Curtis Newman, who was sitting in front of the Matsons, heard Wayne's resentful murmur. A tall, hulky young man with a full beard, he was born and raised in the mountains. Ready to help at a moment's notice, he was often called upon for work projects. Though the Matsons greeted him on Sundays, they never interacted much beyond that. Today, however, all that would change. After the church service, Wayne sat alone in the elementary school's cafeteria during lunch. He didn't want to hear any more thank you prayers.
"Hey, Wayne," came a deep voice. "Mind if I sit here?"
"Oh, hey, Curtis. No. Go ahead."
"I'm heading to the temporary stables after lunch at Wilson's Ranch. Want to come? I could use some help exercising the horses."
"Sure," grinned Wayne. "Anything to get away from here." Curtis had spoken privately to Wayne's parents, Jack and Lisa, about helping Wayne, and they were extremely grateful. Taking a minute to thank God, they prayed earnestly that Wayne might see God's goodness in this tragedy. The Wilson's Ranch was enormous. It used to be a resort where visitors took trail rides up the mountain. Now, elderly, the Wilsons gladly offered to board the 30 horses trailered there by their families that had to evacuate. Wayne was loving it. Over the next few weeks, Curtis amazed him with his horse knowledge. He taught him how to get a horse to jump over rails, how to turn a scary object into a fun game, and even how to bow. This became the daily routine, and Wayne's mood improved tremendously. But when night came, as the family gathered to offer thanks, Wayne remained silent. His thoughts turned toward Scar. Where was he? Was he with Beauty? Was he even alive? Every night, Curtis also prayed. "Open Wayne's eyes to see your daily blessings, and thank you for bringing him into my life." He was growing fonder of Wayne every day. After 6 weeks, Cougar Lane, where Curtis lived, reopened. Curtis threw his arms up, shouting, "Praise the Lord!" Even Wayne laughed at the sight. "Come on, Wayne, we're going for a ride." Climbing upward, they witnessed the devastation the fire had left behind. Blackened trees were now just skeletons of their former selves. Cougar Lane took a sharp turn, then headed downward toward a rocky bend, revealing a creek and open woodland. It looked like paradise. The high rock wall had protected the lowland from the raging fire.
"My place is about a mile past this next bend. Let's hope..." Whoa! Curtis slammed on the brakes.